You've said that you don't support the increase to the gas tax without some of these budget structural reforms, but you do see the need to improve infrastructure in Alabama. How would you approach that?
Sadly, when we talk about infrastructure or roads and bridges, we leave out broadband and waterway. I want to include that into discussion. I want to set up a commission that's going to set about a 10-year plan that's going to deal with the rural areas as well as the urban areas. But keep in mind the new technologies that are coming our way. We're going to have driverless cars. We're going to have fractional ownership of vehicles. We are faced with a very radically changed. And when I talk to strategist about the automotive industry, they tell me we're moving away from whether you're going to have a Chevy or Chrysler. It's going to be whether you're going to have a Google car, an Apple car, you know, something totally different. And so we have to keep in mind that the technology changes that are rapidly facing us when we think of roads and bridges. Look, I want infrastructure. We've got to have it. But I don't want to give Montgomery more money until they give me the budget reform that I'm asking for.
We may be moving to driverless cars. Presumably, those cars will still drive on roads. We'll still need to maintain, improve, build new roads as areas grow. How do you do that?
Well, one way you can do it is you can privatize the DOT, begin to outsource more. You can take the incredible amount of acreage that the state owns and is doing nothing with. If they don't have a strategic plan for that land or building within 5 years, I say sell it, take the money, put it in a central fund, and let's leverage that for bonding for roads and bridges. But it's going to take a new way of doing this. P3, public-private partnerships. I've done those for companies. I worked for the company that built the tunnel that connected England and France. I've worked for the company that built the large road system out in Texas. In Texas, they have a road and bridge fund that's 10 times the size of Alabama, but they only have 50% more people than we do to execute it. There's a different way to execute our roads and bridges.